Triple M.
Well, here he is, Rudy van der Soane, Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Because we're all isolating, unless you're an essential worker or a selfish F-wit, then your TV reviewer, that is me, has become an essential service.
Yes.
And today I'm reviewing something on Netflix, one of the streaming services people pay for but rarely watch. Tiger King. Yeah.
Yes.
Tiger King is the most watched show in Australia on Netflix. Are you guys across this wonderful thing?
No,
not,
I'm not
yet. This weekend it's booked in.
Tiger King. I've watched.
You've got to get onto it.
I've watched it. I love it.
You love it? It looks at the weird and wonderful world of the private zoos in the USA, the perverts that run them, and the illicit trade of breeding and selling big cats. It's like Australia Zoo. It's animal exploitation masquerading as conservation. Yeah. Don't think that they don't deserve a clip on the way through. You can't hold a wedding for 1,000 people in a time of coronavirus. If you haven't seen Tiger King, then let me wet your whistle, okay?
Yeah.
Tiger King focuses on a man called Joe Exotic. He runs a tiger park called the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park. There's a lot of tigers, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Joe is married with two husbands. One is a toothless icy, and one is a very handsome man that is also a massive stoner, and they are both in this marriage against their will. Joe is just providing him with drugs because they're both drug addicts. That's right. Yes, that pricked your ears up. Joe is married with two husbands.
Yes.
Now, Joe wears a gun everywhere he goes, and he writes and records country and western songs about being gay and
okay.
Big cats. Have a listen.
I saw a tiger stomach.
What a beautiful lyric. I saw a tiger and a tiger saw a man. Yes, and what was that man doing when the tiger saw him with two husbands, one being a terrible icy? Maybe that tiger would want to claw its own eyes out. He also has a bunch of homeless ex-criminals working for him. That's where he recruits at prisons after crims get out. And he gets them to raid the bins at Walmart for expired food, and that's how they feed themselves.
Oh my God. Wow.
What? Also, it also has a lesbian that works for him, and she gets her arm bitten off, and you see it. You see her arm gets bitten off. Spoiler alert.
Stop.
And then she's back at work a couple of days later being interviewed, and you see her lesbian stump. Yes, you do.
No.
This series features lesbian stump.
Don't.
I'll say it one more time. Lesbian stump.
Stop it.
Now,
it sounds beautiful,
now,
Rudy.
This is an amazing series, I'll tell you. Now, Joe is obsessed with an animal rights activist. Her name is Carol Baskin. Now, Carol also has a private zoo, but she calls it Big Cat Rescue. But people still pay to see her animals, even though Carol has rescued them. So she's still profiting, and she's an evil genius. Because she dresses her zoo up as a charity, all of the people that work there are volunteers.
Mm.
Brilliant.
I see. Right.
Now, the third member of this unholy trilogy, the three main characters, is a man that runs a massive tiger park, the most sophisticated of the three tiger parks. His name is Bhagavad Doc Antle. Now, he's an American redneck, but he went to India and became a Svengali, okay? And he runs a sex... He runs a sex cult and has three wives that work 18 hours a day, get paid $100 a week and do whatever this sicko asks them to do. And I've got to say, Spider, it's
Duck,
tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Yes.
How do you get a job like that? Anyway, to summarise, the Tiger King, it has everything. Tigers, lions, murder, a gay redneck thruple, a one-armed lesbian, alligator arson, mullets, pizza made from expired Walmart meat, a zoo-based sex cult, a crazy cat lady, and country songs about tigers and gay love. I hate myself that I love it so much. Five stars.
There it is.
Oh, I've got to watch it now.
Bridge and Spider.
We love Bridge and Spider.